This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, okay. So you know what's exciting about today and what's exciting about living right here in beautiful Central Florida is that one of our coasts boasts to have NASA launching all the time. And today's something special. Pop quiz. Anybody know today's launch, which is happening in 4 hours? Anybody know what they're taking up there?
Pick me. They're taking our astronauts to the International Space Station. The Starliner launch is happening. Yeah. I think the countdown, it's a little bit over 4 hours now, so around 10:30 this morning.
So yes, but no, they're actually attaching a new laser that can manipulate the weather.
Oh. What?
No, I'm just kidding. Cool. They are taking the astronauts.
Okay,
up
so I got my pop quiz right today. Thank you.
So to everybody involved, because when something like this happens, I know that we focus, and I've even said this in the past, we focus on the astronauts. We focus on that ship that we're going to all be able to see as we look east here in another 4 hours plus. But how about everybody from the receptionist at Kennedy Space Center, where today they're going to have an extraordinary amount of people swinging by just because of the awesomeness of this spectacle.
And if we can just put this out there, if you got one of those laser pointers, don't go pointing at the sky. I don't want anything bad to happen. You remember back in the day they used to say that? It might have been before your time, Chloe.
Well,
laser pointers were really big about 25, 30 years ago, and they would say you can actually blind somebody, and then
not supposed to do it.
They'll throw it out. Yeah, still don't do it, but they were like, everybody had the laser pointers back in the day.
Well, I don't think the laser pointers go that far, right? I mean, they can't shoot out of their
outfit. I think it could. I don't
They're
your accuracy.
They're sending men to outer space. Who knows?
All right, so to all hands on deck, from the receptionist to the custodial staff to the actual person who says,
absolutely.
And launch, this morning from K92.3, the National Anthem.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
You guys wake up and go, when you stretch and go, you know what? Today's going to be a great day. If that's not you, you didn't wake up like that, this is going to change it around for you.
I definitely don't make that sound.
You know what? He sounds like a cat.
When, like, every single bone is stretching.
We are so grateful for our veterans, just the sacrifices they've made, their families. And Pamela Middlebrook, she passed away at 69 years old after a long, hard battle with bladder cancer. She kept it pretty private. She was a former Navy medic, and only six people were expected at her funeral. Well, 48 hours before the service, her daughter kind of panicked and was like, no, I want to make sure my mom is honored the proper way that she deserves after her service. And she posted about the funeral online. 24 strangers showed up to pay their respects to Pamela. Here's Brittany, her daughter, talking more about it.
Made me happy. It kind of restored my faith in humanity that, you know, people can come together for people they don't even know just to honor their memory and their service.
Mom.
I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Like, that is the service. As someone who is friends with someone that did fight for our country, I always love championing behind them. I can only imagine if my mom or dad actually did that and then they passed away and no one would show up. I would be desperate to be like, listen, they are way better than they are getting credit for with only a handful of people.
Well, and you know, Chloe and I, we've been able to be on the honor flight. You know, in this last honor flight, they were celebrating the women, and to hear the stories of what women went through in battle too, just so it's so great to know that our women are out there doing the same thing and making legacies. So I love the fact that this woman was honored like that. And I believe one of the gentlemen who showed up said, you know, we will do this for somebody who's served one day or somebody who's served their entire life.
Yep. And I think it's just incredible that all these people, you know, who are probably parents, they've got busy schedules, work going on, that they took time out of their day to honor and celebrate Miss Pamela Middlebrook. She deserves it. So there's a couple doing the right things, right? To Miss Pamela for serving our country, her daughter Brittany for making sure her sweet mama was honored, and these strangers that showed up to pay their respects to Miss Pamela. That right there is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, RBAFLA.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
K-92-3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
We'll hear from Eric Church and why he almost literally didn't become Eric Church. But first, Luke Holmes has been teasing a ton of new dad songs, and it's official. He's releasing The Man He Sees in Me tomorrow.
I hope he never finds out that I didn't hang the moon. I've never scared a monster out the closet in his.
Gonna be good stuff. So I know there's gonna be a lot of people that are gonna be like, hey, listen, I'm not a dad and I don't really have like family like that, so can you just give us our beer songs? But I think this season you're probably not gonna get those.
And Luke, he wrote a note to his boys on a piece of paper, and this is the song. And he said, to my boys, first and foremost, I will always love you no matter what. With this song, I want you to know that even though I'm not perfect, I try my hardest every day to be the best version of myself for you both. I'll make mistakes along the way, and some days you'll be sick of your old man, but I'm sure, but dang, we'll have some fun too. I can't wait to see what you both turn out to be like. And I hope someday down the road, I get to watch you and your kids do the same. Love, Dad. And so this will be something that his boys will be able to look back on. The note was so, so sweet. And I'm so excited. I love seeing Luke in this light.
And we're only a week and change away from Father's Day. So remember to get us nothing. That's what I say every Father's Day. You know what would be cool? If back in the day, if this was the 90s, I bet he would find a way, because what? Miller Lite is his beer, right? Mm-hmm. Is Luke's beer, to actually package that together with the single and actually like sell that, or like a coupon for a free beer for Dad, so that way he could kick back and relax.
So marketing. You're always looking for a deal.
I'm
or a free something.
Come on now.
We got this emotional song, and Slater's like, 50% off here.
No. And Alec Baldwin, his wife Hilaria, and their 7 children, they're actually going to be on a new reality TV show on TLC. Alec said that they're inviting us into his home to experience the ups and downs, the goods, the bads, the wild, and the crazy. And it's set to air in 2025.
Let me ask you a question. You guys ever get invested in those shows? Like, I know Sylvester Stallone had one with his daughter. And you ever get invested in their real life shows?
I definitely watched. I finished up season 2 that was on Paramount Plus. I like that though. I like to actually see the behind the scenes.
See what they're like.
Who people actually are. And also, if you go, oh, I don't like them, and you watch a couple episodes, usually it's like, oh, wait a minute. Like, they're just like me. Like, they have to do some dumb stuff that they don't want to do every day, too.
And the Baldwin family goes deep. I can imagine probably all the Baldwins are going to be an appearance at some point.
Well, and think about how busy. They've got 7 kiddos in their house, so you know it's nonstop. And Eric Church, he spent years performing in local bars before he made the move to Nashville in the early 2000s. But Eric sharing why he couldn't get a gig on Broadway, which, if you've ever been to Nashville, or maybe you haven't, Broadway is that strip of bars where all the artists have their bars and restaurants, and they perform.
I couldn't get a gig on Broadway. They didn't want original music. They wanted you to play whatever the songs were at the time, and I didn't really do that. So I found a place not far from here on Printer's Alley, which was a seedy kind of area, but I found my tribe there, because that's where all the people that also got kicked off Broadway ended up.
Yeah, I can imagine people from the audience, you know, they yell like, Freebird, play Freebird! Yeah.
But that's what they want, right? If you've been to Nashville and you're on Broadway, they are playing, literally, they're taking your requests, they're playing those hit songs. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm. Play the Golden Girls theme song, you know, see if they're able to do it.
And Eric Church is lucky, you know what I mean? We'll say this often, that Eric Church is one that goes against the grain.
Mm-hmm.
He's very fortunate, because sometimes those people don't make it, you know, people who only want to sing their originals.
Right.
When a restaurant is like, no, play the hits.
Right. Well, we love you, Eric Church. You can see all these stories up online, K923Orlando.com. We have $1,000 Minute coming up at 7:10, 60 seconds on the clock. Obi will time you. 10 trivia questions. If you think you have what it takes, or maybe today you're just like, ooh, I'm feeling lucky, you could sign up and we'll give you a call next on the K923 app.
This is K923, and we believe in sending you off to some great shows, some great destinations. This one specific, though, is Alan Jackson, and we don't know when he's going to be back to the Kia Center the way that he's going to be here this time around, and we want you to be a part of that so you experience it.
This is huge. He's coming in March, and I would not be surprised if this is the last time that you get to see him really on the road. I know he's got grandbabies, lots of kiddos to take care of. I know he literally just said that. So this is your opportunity.
That's probably why he's on tour, right?
Yeah.
I need to make that money.
That's definitely it. And we're definitely, as we say, putting you to the test. You need to be able to finish the next lyric after Chloe sings with Chloe Aoki. And this one is going to be a tough one.
Usually right? I give you the hook of the song, but this one, it is the intro right at the beginning of the song. You need to finish the lyric to this Alan Jackson song. La 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 la. I am ready. Following Jelly Roll. Here's Halfway to Hell.
Jelly Roll. Halfway. That is K92.3 Music. Love the fact that he's going to be hosting the CMA Fest with Ashley McBride. I think the two of them are going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And Jelly Roll just being given a lot of responsibilities and opportunities these days. Good for him. All right. It's Obi, Chloe, Slater. This is a little something that we're calling Chloe-oki.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chloe.
Okay. So Alan Jackson is going to be coming to the Kia Center in March. And I just had seen Alan made a post about the fact that this will probably be his last time really touring. He wants to spend the time with the grandbabies, his kiddos, and at least full time in country music. And he's got a lot going on with his health. And he's like, I just can't continue to do this. And so this is your opportunity to see him. I've got the song right here. Are you ready?
Yeah, which song is this, Chloe?
Okay, this is Drive.
Oh, God, that's probably one of his biggest.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Ready?
All right. So, well, and here's the way it works, right? 844-254-9232. She's going to sing. Where she stops, you're going to pick up.
And we're going to do not the hook of the song. It's going to be right here at the beginning.
Expert,
all right.
Expert mode.
It was painted red. The strap was white. It was 18 feet from the bow to the stern light. That's it. That's all you're getting. I need the next line to that song.
You're not going
to
repeat it?
Nope.
No, that's
no,
it.
No.
Okay.
Alan Jackson fans, no.
All right, let's go to winner next. Obi, Chloe, Slater, K92.3. It is the 5th of June. Here we are with these Alan Jackson tickets, but the way you get them is through Chloe-oki.
We just shared with you, he's coming to the Kia Center in March. This is your chance to see him. I know we've got Miss Bobby on the line. Miss Bobby is just as much of a big Alan Jackson fan as I am. So you ready, Miss Bobby?
Yes, I am.
She's going to stop at a specific point, and you're going to finish the lyric, okay?
Okay.
It was painted red. The strap was white. It was 18 feet from the bow to the stern light. Miss Bobby, can you finish the next line?
Secondhand from the
dealer in Atlanta.
Yeah!
You got it! That was so good!
That long pause, I was like, she's going to hang up.
Oh, Miss Bobby, my voice is shot today. And I mean, I was just screaming so loud. I'm so excited for you. You got it.
You ladies were so beautiful. Way to go. You got four tickets to Alan Jackson coming to the Kia Center next March.
Now, I've never heard that done as a duet. So
wait, let's all do it together. Ready? Ready, Miss Bobby? Daddy, let me drive.
Yes.
Come on. You left me hanging,
Bobby. Arms all wide open. Chloe's feeling it. Like the sunlight's on her face.
Driving into a concrete median.
Hey, girl, you enjoy that show. Four tickets are yours, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Chloe
Yoki. And coming up, Eric Church sharing with us how he almost didn't become Eric Church. The rejection Nashville gave him? That all access is in 6 minutes.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K92.3. Man, so we've got Fern Parks Alexa checking in.
Woo-hoo.
All right, time for the $1,000 Minute. What we love about you, Alexa, we heard that you're a nanny of two girls. As somebody who utilizes nannies, Slater and I both appreciate what you do for our kids.
Thank you.
And if you've got any downtime, we got five kids between us that could definitely use a helping hand.
Oh,
all right,
Alexa.
So you know the drill, right?
Yes.
60 seconds, up on the clock, 10 questions. Chloe.
Alexa, my best piece of advice, say pass if you do not know the answer because we can come back to it at the very end. But whatever you lock in first is what I have to take.
Okay, got it.
And where are you playing this? Is there anybody around you?
I mean, my girls are inside, but I'm outside.
Okay. All right. So you're not going to use them as your cheat sheet.
We'll make it quick, though, so you can get back in with the girls. All right.
Okay, got it.
Here we go. Ready, Obi?
I am.
With question number one, is the word bacon a noun, verb, or adjective?
Adjective.
In a standard game of blackjack, how many cards is each player initially dealt?
21.
Name a color found in the flag of Japan.
Red.
What movie had the famous tagline, escape or die frying?
Pass.
What is that diameter of a golf ball? More than 2 inches or less than 2 inches?
Less than 2 inches.
What actress played Carrie in Sex and the City?
Pass.
What does the S in NASA stand for?
Pass.
On what continent would you find Victoria Falls?
Canada.
What is the symbol for the astrological sign Gemini?
Twin.
Which male artist released the hit song Smooth in 1999?
Oh, that's your time. Oh,
that was the final question there.
Man.
It's okay, Alexa. Okay, let's start at the top. Okay, didn't get $1,000, but adjective you guessed is what the word bacon is. It's actually a noun. So, what was that? People, places, things?
An adjective describes. Yeah, a noun is a place, person, people, or things.
So, that's what it is there. Two cards are actually dealt in blackjack. You guessed 21.
I know. As soon as I said it, I knew it was wrong.
It's okay. The movie that had the famous tagline, Escape or Die Frying, is Chicken Run. That came out in 2000. Sarah Jessica Parker played Carrie in Sex and the City. NASA, the S stands for space. It's the space program that we have on our space coast. And Canada was your guess for the continent you'd find Victoria Falls. Good guess because of Niagara Falls, but it's actually Africa where that is, okay? You're not leaving empty-handed, though. Brett Young has come at the end of the month to Coco's Riverfront Park, and we got a pair of tickets.
There you go.
Hey, and I learned a lot during that session. Yeah, thank you so much for playing again with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and good luck with that nannying gig.
Thank you.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
Up next, Maggie made a poor choice while she was drunk. Why she wanted to disappear off the face of this earth because of it. That panic button is in 6 minutes.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Talking to Layla over in Conway. If you don't mind, tell us why you're hitting the panic button.
Hi, guys. So I'm hitting the panic button because I am the only single girl in my friend group. There was this one night where my friends had me sign up for Bumble. I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit drunk. We were just swiping away. And my friends were saying that I shouldn't have such high standards because I'm always looking for a 10. And they're telling me, you know, like, just be open-minded. So I'm not going to lie, I was drunk. And I swiped on this guy.
Okay.
Are you drunk now? You've said that twice.
No, you were drunk swiping.
I was drunk swiping, yeah.
Okay.
I swiped on this guy. Really, really sweet. We were talking. The next day, I realized I said I'd go out with him.
Oh, nice.
But honestly, he's like a 6. So I'm trying to figure out if I can get over that.
Are you just not attracted to him physically then?
Oh, I thought you said he was like a stick.
No, like a 6
thin.
Out of 10, Obi.
Oh, that's a D. I'm very familiar.
A D.
I know, Chloe, you say it often, right? That, yes, the personality is the most important, but you do got to be kind of attractive.
You definitely have to have some sort of physical attraction. Is there just absolutely none there?
Yeah.
So okay, when is the date?
You know, you should do what our people on the second date update do and just don't call him back.
No, No. I think you need to go on the date because you can fall in love with his personality.
Well, I mean, it sounds like she's already in like with his personality.
In
and
like,
that's
right, not in love.
That's why this happened. Also, you don't know if in person he's going to look like a 6. He could look like an 8 or he could look like a 4.
That's a good point.
And it's a free meal. Like, if all your friends are married and they're, would you say there was 6s or 10s? They're probably listening, but. Okay, they're 6s.
Don't be asking her that.
No.
All right, let's see if we can get you some help here. I mean, we're all on different pages here because I think you should just leave the guy high and dry. You don't have to go on this date with him. Don't feel pressured. But let's see what everybody else thinks.
Cool.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Steven over in St. Cloud, we're going to talk to you in 6 minutes if you can give us a little taste of your opinion.
I want to say that she owes this guy nothing. Absolutely nothing, all right? Look, you went on a date, you had a good time. Hey, that's great. But just ghost him.
I mean, it happens to me all the time. I don't care.
Okay.
Aww. But how does that make you feel being ghosted?
Well, hold on, Steven. Why don't we talk to you here in 6 minutes? Because I feel like you're about to, like, unpack something great.
Yeah, you got it.
K92.3.
Join the conversation
with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
We've been talking to Maggie. She was wasted talking to a guy she thought was a lot hotter with alcohol. She sobered up, realized he was a six, and she's panicking about this date that she committed to. And Steven, you're saying just leave him high and dry?
Yeah, absolutely she should. This is the way that it works, right? I mean, what this is what nature, right? This is what happens, it's natural selection. Okay, sometimes you pick a winner, sometimes you don't. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Just ghost him. You get another date. He's going to get another date. Who cares?
I know, but roles being reversed. Like, if you're the one that's ghosted, you want to know an answer, right? Like, you're sitting there spiraling. Like, was it me? Was it something I did or say?
I've been in that seat a lot of times, okay? It does not happen. You don't care, all right? I'm going to get another date next week. I don't care.
Yeah, well, and not to sound like it, right? But if she is honest with him, that's going to turn out way worse. Oh, it actually goes out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying she needs to be like, you're a six and I'm looking for a 10. Like, no, but just a, hey, this isn't going to work out. I'm so sorry.
Communication.
Right. Something. Some form of communication.
I would just go for the free meal and then ghost him, you know? So, I mean, you've already talked to him.
That's horrible.
You've earned the meal.
Wow, Steven. Thanks for calling up, brother.
Yeah, thanks. Love the show.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232. Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
That is Kenny Chesney on K92.3. Same station that's got your tickets to go to Disney's water park. Coming up right around the 8:15 second date update. So now you even know the time that it's going to happen. All right, let's get back to what's going on in Maggie's life, where Maggie unfortunately got together with the girls. All the girlfriends are telling her that she needs to date. Nothing wrong with that. Problem is when you have one too many and you start swiping through those apps.
Well, and that's the problem is the person that was swapped on, he's a six, and she's like panicking in her head.
In her head. Yeah. We haven't seen pictures. She hasn't sent him over.
She's panicking about it, and she's like, he is not a 10. Ladies, if you are still single, I recommend this book. It's called Marry Him, The Case for Settling for Mr. Good Enough. And the book talks all about how in the world that we live in, reality, there is no 10. There is no perfect, right? Like, there is no person that has it all. And so it's important that we remember that it doesn't just have to be about looks. I mean, we think about looks, personality, family. Is he a good guy? Does he treat you well?
Find somebody that you're like, they'll work.
No, you never. You don't settle. You never settle, Obi.
This will have to do.
And actually say that out loud so they hear it.
No, you never settle. But there is no perfect.
My man's a man. Don't do that.
That's horrible.
That's a good book. But is it a common thing to swipe? You girls all get together and swipe?
Yeah, absolutely. That's... My girlfriend was just sitting there the other day. She's like, can I swipe and look for you? I really, you know, your girlfriend, she just want you to fall in love and to find that person you want to spend forever with.
The issue is that all of her friends are already married up. The friends that you swipe with, are they already...
This is my life. They're all married.
See, that's the issue.
Why?
Because I think you should actually swipe with other people. So that way, if they're like, wait a minute, well, swipe right for me. So that way, you can cheat the system and be on one account.
All right, let's see if we can help Maggie out with some advice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, is this Peggy?
It is.
Yes.
Hey, Peggy.
You've always got some fun stuff to say. So, Peggy, what do you think our girl should do there?
I think she should check her standards. Like, standards are not a number. Is the guy kind to people? Is he nice? Like, how does he treat a waitstaff?
100%. There's so much more than just looks.
Hey, can we all in here, at least in this room, anybody date a six that because of their personality automatically upgraded them to like an eight?
I dated a zero.
How did that turn out?
Turned out not too well.
Yeah, it's a low score. It's a low score.
You know what they always say? If God gives you a six, turn it upside down.
Oh, it turns into a nine. I like it.
Well, and listen, I hope that me as a six, I hope my wife has turned me into a seven.
I'm still the same. I think my man turned me into like a five from a two. I don't know.
Oh, Peggy.
Miss Peggy.
Come on.
Hey, we love you.
You chime in anytime.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. Yeah. K92.3, looks like we have Ryan over in Palm Bay. All right, what's your advice?
Give it another go. Try it out. Why not?
She knows nothing about him. She literally met him for the first time. She was not sober when she met him. So give him a chance or an opportunity just to sit down and chat with him.
No, she didn't even meet him. She met him online. So everything, their conversation, she could see on the Bumble app.
Well, what if he thinks she's a 6, right? Like, what makes her a 9 or a 10?
100%.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, bro.
No problem. Have a good one.
You too.
Yeah, and again, I don't like the scaling thing because I think somebody's personality can really have some attraction to it.
And seriously, as I mentioned before, if you only see pictures of somebody, that probably isn't actually what they look like in person.
Yeah.
You think better or worse?
You got to see them laugh. You got to see them make facial expressions.
Always worse. Always worse.
Photos are worse than in person.
There's no filter.
What a story.
And Eric Church sharing with us how he almost didn't become Eric Church. The rejection Nashville gave him? That all access is in 6 minutes.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Second date update.
K923Orlando.com.
Man, we've been on the line with Danny. Danny, you said you guys hit Buffalo Wild Wings. Did you not get distracted by all the TVs? We've had a second date like that.
It was great. Like, I mean, we did watch the TVs. I'm huge into sports. So is she. That's why we went to Buffalo Wild Wings. We shared a pitcher of beer. The conversation was great. She was beautiful. She was everything that I had hoped she would be.
Oh, hold on. I think I know exactly what it is. Dude, anytime I eat wings, like, your face is messy. Your hands are messy.
See, that's what you think. I think it's if you're both really into sports, were you a little too aggressive and too loud?
No, not at all. And, like, I don't think she was upset about messy because I did get some wing sauce on my face. And she giggled. And then she put the napkin a little bit in her water and wiped it off.
No way.
Yeah.
She treated you like mom.
She didn't spit on her finger and rub it.
Yeah,
you know,
mom uses quality spit. No.
Yeah, you do that at home.
Okay, so where are we now?
You know, I've called her, I've texted her, nothing. I didn't want to be a creep, so I've given it, you know, about a week.
Oh, wow.
And still nothing. And I figured if anybody could get to the bottom of it, it'd be you guys.
Oh, we do.
We try our best. Let's not get carried away. We do the best we can to get you on another date. So hold on for us. Let's see what we can do, okay? There's no promises she'll answer.
Yeah, her name's Rebecca.
Thank you.
Hello?
I was hoping to speak to Rebecca, please.
This is she.
Rebecca, my name is Obi. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you right off the bat. You've got three people on the line. So it's Obi, Chloe,
Hi, Rebecca.
And Slater.
Hey, girl.
The reason why we're calling you is because we do a morning radio show for
K92.3. Okay. Why are y'all calling?
So you went out on a date with somebody who we want to give you a $75 gift card to go on another date with. You're familiar with Danny, right?
I really don't want to do this.
Oh, we know. But,
so hold on. You don't want the $75 gift card? It's for you guys to go out on another date.
Well, it's going to be a negative regardless. So, are you going to give me the $75 to go out with somebody else?
Well, I've never done it before.
It's not going to be Danny.
Rebecca, well, then if you don't mind, what was it about Danny that you don't want to go on another date? We just want to let him down easy. I think he was expecting another call.
Really? A man with fronts, the gold teeth, whatever, he expected a call?
Wait, what? Gold? What did you just say, gold teeth?
Gold fronts.
No, he doesn't.
Like a grill in his mouth. What do you call those things? Like, yeah, like with the rappers and other folks. Yeah, no. No.
What? They don't even make those anymore. I haven't seen those.
No, they do because Jelly Roll, he doesn't have a full grill, but I know he has a couple teeth.
Yeah.
That were gold.
Okay. I'm not in the scene, so I don't. I mean, grills, I know that was popular probably like 7-8 years ago.
Yeah, I never would have guessed.
Exactly. Like, stuff that's just so old.
He doesn't.
And I'm like, what?
He doesn't seem like that kind of a guy, though.
I know. Exactly. Yeah, because he's not. He made a bet, he lost it with a silly friend a sports bet or whatever. And so now he has to wear this. But it's not just for like a day, a week, whatever. It's 5 years.
Oh, 5 years.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
It's merely half a decade, Rebecca.
That's not a bet. That's a sentence.
It's like, what kind of person does that? Like, I'm looking to level up.
Uh-oh.
Okay? So hold if you
on.
Are...
Obi, I think we need to let her know.
Hold on,
he's
Rebecca.
On the line.
Yeah. Rebecca. Okay, so that is Danny bleeding through because Danny is on the line. We wanted to get the both of you talking so we could give you that $75 gift card again. Danny?
You got to understand. I made a bet on the 49ers. I really believed in Brock Purdy. The game was close, and I lost. And me and my buddy have been making bets like this since we were in elementary school, and I lost.
You're still in elementary school. Let's try to grow up, okay? I don't need an explanation. I like the 49ers, too. Okay, I was cheering for them. But no. No.
Look,
I'm not making a stupid bet. 5 years? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, 5 years.
Why don't you just take out the grills?
That I know.
I have to wear them when I'm in public. I have to wear them when I'm in public. That's the bet.
Okay, so hold on.
You don't have to do anything. It's and die.
But Rebecca,
what are you talking about?
Look at the plus side. I think Obi was getting to it, right? What kind of a guy takes a bet, loses the bet, and actually goes, you know what? I'm going to hold up my end of the bargain. Like, you know this guy is ride or die.
That's integrity.
So if he says that he likes you enough.
That's loyalty.
To like you for 5 years.
What's his name?
Okay, that's man Danny. Stupid talk right there, okay? I need y'all to not.
Wait, Danny.
Okay, it's no.
Danny.
Y'all are boys, then. If y'all see that as loyalty, boys, okay? That's not a man.
Hey, Rebecca.
I've been called worse, Danny.
Pause for 1 second. My guy, Danny. Danny, you did just say something earlier where you can take them out, correct, as you please. So, Rebecca, it's not like he has them in all
in
the
private.
Time.
In private, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I just have to wear them when I'm in public.
Why are we entertaining this conversation? Keep your $75.
Okay.
Danny, there's if no, I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, that's all we need.
Wow.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
This is K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. So, you know, in here, we do have some Disney fans ourselves. Slater, you spend a lot of time at Disney's Typhoon Lagoon, and you know what that's like.
I'm there all the time. It's a fantastic time, and you should not miss out on this opportunity to experience with a four-pack.
Yeah, we do this every single time this week. Who's this?
This is Carly from Stanford.
You're call number 9, Carly.
Woo! Carly!
Woo! Congratulations, you've got that four-pack of tickets to enjoy Disney.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Okay. Chloe, let's get to this because you brought this up this morning. I was like, we have to talk about that on the air because sports is starting to change, right? We saw it with college when the college athletes now, because of their brands and their names, they can now make tons of money.
Yes, and that's through the NIL, the name, image, and likeness. Like at UCF, the NIL is the kingdom. So that is where athletes are able to now get paid. And the Florida High School Athletic Association Board, so the FHSAA, yesterday unanimously approved a policy change to allow NIL for high school athletes.
Man, I'm reading this right now. Top Florida high school athletes will be able to cash in by promoting their own personal brand, promoting products and services, and carrying endorsements.
Mm-hmm. Just like our college athletes are doing now. And so it's down now to high school.
I mean, at this point, though, okay, so let's talk about the realities of what this looks like, right? Say your kid is good enough, your son, your daughter is good enough to really be backed up by somebody who's willing to pay. So like a Celsius or a Nike, an Adidas, something like that. These high schoolers now, parents, you're going to have to become their managers or find somebody that will probably take a chunk of the money too, to be their agent. I mean, it's kind of crazy at a high school age.
Sure, and that's the downside. So you're saying, you said unanimously, everyone said, hey, let's do it. But there is a downside. There's always pros and cons, right?
Yeah.
You'd have to hire a manager. You'd have to figure out that side.
Mm-hmm.
Probably people are, you then have to watch the money. If money's going out, the money's coming in. You got to make sure the money going out is actually overweighing it. And also, it's causing a lot of fights, feeling of, I'm not as good, feeling insecurities between the players. So they're not playing as well as a team is a lot of the colleges since, was it last year that they just started the NIL?
Right? The NIL's been around for a couple years now.
But for the college students to be included within it.
Well, and it's not all athletes. So that's even at the collegiate level. Like, not every athlete, if you're committed to go to UCF, it's not every single athlete has an NIL deal. And that'll be the same thing for high school. So not every single high school athlete has an NIL deal. So, it would have to be, you know, an athlete. I know there's one guy that goes to Lake Mary High School, I believe, and he is committed to Notre Dame to play there. Oh, he's only literally going into his sophomore year. So he's got two more years of high school. And so someone like that would probably more than likely be scouted out for an NIL deal.
Okay, so to Slater's point, though, I mean, imagine what that does to a team. Right, you've got one or two guys that they're just so good that they're making money. They're actually driving cars now because these high schoolers are making money. What does that do? What does that do for the normal Joe Blow who's not putting up numbers and still wants to be a part of the team? And they don't feel like they're.
You still can be a part of the team.
I mean, I guess it's survival of the fittest, right? I mean, whoever's going to go out there and grab it.
Yeah. Well, and these athletes are getting paid hundreds and thousands of dollars. That's how they, you know, if a Florida State and a, I don't know, we'll say the University of Florida, they present one high school athlete, this is how much money we can get you to come here to this university. I mean, more than likely, that high school athlete's going to pick the one that pays them more.
My son is not ready for that kind of money. I know my son. He's 14 years old. He is not ready for somebody to give him thousands of dollars. So so some of this does scare me. Also, it will raise the level of competition. So there's something kind of cool that high school basketball now, football, will look a lot different if these kids are incentivized to be better players.
And this country is actually behind others. I mean, in soccer, they do this like David Beckham, who was married to Posh Spice, still is, everything else. In soccer, he was only 14 when he signed on and started making all sorts of money for a professional team. Pele, I think, was like 12 in soccer. So, like, they do it, like, really young in other countries. Also, I think you're allowed to drink at the age of 6. So that helps things out in Europe.
Yeah,
you're a man now.
Just some positivity to all of this. I mean, I'm all for our athletes getting paid. The fact that they can help provide for their families as well. Like some of these high school and college athletes, they're able to send money to families. You know, so I'm all for it.
Okay, well, good stuff. Now next, can we talk about something serious here?
Sign me up. Chloe's turning into a rock girl.
Chloe's been throwing up the devil signs ever since she went to this rock show. We got to know how Chloe's very first rock show was here in 6 minutes. Yeah, this is the station trying to send you off to Houston. So this way you can enjoy Haley Witters, our man Luke Combs, and a flyaway. Compliments of Camp K92.3. So that at 9 o'clock. All right, Chloe, let's get to your experience. The Rolling Stones are definitely one of those groups that you say that name. And I mean, the Rolling Stones were freaking popular when the Beatles were popular, y'all. I mean, that's how long they've been doing shows. The fact that we just had them here was amazing. And you had tickets and you had a chance to be there with the other celebrities and stuff.
I ended up going with my aunt, my uncle, their friends from Chicago were in town. We took my brother for his birthday. He grew up just loving rock and roll. Like, that's his music. He loves country, but, like, that's him. He's an old soul. And so we took him for his birthday. And don't get me wrong, I love rock and roll. I mean, my mom and dad, they love it. I know just the classics. But there isn't, like, one specific group or band that I love. And so I really wanted to go with my brother and to take him and just to see the excitement through his eyes and experience it with the fam. And it was a blast. My voice is still not back to normal. It is fully not recovered. But I gotta say, y'all, now I'm like, now that I've done this, I want to go see all the rock concerts that come here to Central Florida. Mick Jagger, God bless him, Keith Richards, his lead guitarist, 80 years old. I hope and I pray that I'm 80 and I can move my body the way that those men can move up on stage.
I already made the jokes. It's the drugs and the alcohol, Chloe.
Do you think they're still doing drugs?
What?
Right now?
Here's the thing. Running through mixed veins.
Yeah, here's the thing, okay? This band started in 1962. That means they are, simple math, 62 years old. Is that right? 62 years old. They have been around. And like watching a band like that, right? Do you feel like now you could go to a rock show and fit right in now that you've actually seen one of the longest running rock bands of all time?
Well, and hold on. We keep saying rock. I rock want to make a distinguishment. Yeah, there's rock and roll and then there's rock. But this is let's play a little bit of rock and roll. Thank you for this, Chloe.
Of course. I'm like, you go, like, you get it. Like, I don't he can move his body the way he does at 80 years old. It was incredible to watch and just incredible to witness. Tyler Childers, they ended up coming out and singing a song together. He opened it up for them. And, you know, we say rock and roll, right? That's what we think of when we think of the Rolling Stones. And Obi, as much as you said they're not rock, I mean, I watched one guy that was on the floor. I had all eyes on him for probably about 20 minutes because he was definitely on something. I don't know what he was on, but he had no shoes on. He had long hair. And when I tell you, I would have gotten whiplash. He was headbanging, rocking and rolling, spinning around. I mean, throwing his arms in the air, having a grand old time.
Those are those mushrooms that grow in the cow patties.
That's what you're supposed to do.
With the purple ring.
Yeah, you were supposed to go around. Okay, if you see somebody like that, you put your arm around him.
You couldn't. You literally couldn't. That is how fast he was headbanging. Like,
dude is probably sweaty.
Near him.
Where are his shoes?
I don't know. They were not on his feet.
He doesn't know.
He's waiting for somebody to find his shoes.
He sure is.
And bring him on over.
I'm glad you did it, though. You know, I mean, Rolling Stones isn't exactly on my list, but when Chloe said that she was going, I was like, oh, that is interesting. Tiger Woods was there. Ron DeSantis was there. I mean, yeah, you had Florida show up.
It was awesome.
Are you done with rock shows?
No. Just the start of it. I know Journey's coming, and now I'm like, ooh, well, I want to go see Journey.
Now that's soft rock and roll.
That is.
You're going the opposite way. We got to send you.
It's all rock, guys.
We
got
to send you to Metallica.
Rock, okay?
We got to get you crowd surfing and doing all of it.
I love it.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.